This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to feature Tisha Miller from Lincoln Land Community College. She is here to talk about the college. They're enrolling for spring. We're not even in winter. We're not even through fall, but yet they're enrolling through spring. We're going to talk about that and other happenings at Lincoln Land. Tisha, welcome, my friend. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. Better than you, or at least my voice is better than you today.
Going to a playoff game kind of has impact on the vocal cords.
Especially as exciting of the game as it was last night.
Oh, that was a fun game last night. That was no doubt about it. But no, it's just, you know, you hoot and holler a little bit too much. It does affect the cords, so, which is something, ironically, I don't normally do because of the industry that I work in.
Yep.
But, you know, excitement overcomes and, you know.
Couldn't help it last night.
What's going on. So, but nonetheless, we are here to talk about Lincoln Land Community College. And as I mentioned in the pre-show there, you're not enrolling for fall. You're not enrolling for winter. Now you're enrolling for spring.
We are moving on to spring already, Tobin. It's right around the corner for us. Classes don't begin until January the 12th, but the end of
October. It'll probably be a snow day that day.
Could be. Let's not say that. But registration's going to be starting the end of this month, and now's the time to meet with an academic advisor. So it is time for our students to start thinking about spring already.
And of course, as we mentioned here, Forwards, the online magazine for Lincoln Land that says what's going on, it's available on the website, or the latest edition is now up on the website.
That is correct, yeah. Our forwards are our listing of classes being offered and the days and times those classes meet. It also has information on our community education courses. Our community ed courses are just for personal self-interest, one-day courses. But the forward has information on those, as well as our credit-bearing academic courses. Yeah, and that schedule is now available at our website, llcc.edu. And everyone in the district should be receiving a printed forward in the mail within the next day or two if they haven't already.
Everyone's cost-saving. I mean, trying to trim up as much as I, you know, and especially with the forwards, it would just be, and this is just me thinking out loud here, to stick, keep that basically online and ignore the mailing.
Yep.
And
it's so easy to read online. I mean, it's such a great program. You go to it and you can flip the pages exactly like you would the actual print forward. And you also have the option to search online. So if there's something in particular you're looking for, it's just as easy to get online, type in what you're searching for, and have it pop right up for you instead of flipping through trying to find it.
And we're talking a little bit before we went on the air today. Current students now can register via web advisor, and that's fast approaching, like October 23rd.
That is correct, Tobin. Yeah, October 23rd is when our current students can begin registering through web advisor. Now, we do recommend that they go ahead and make an appointment now with their academic advisor so that they can figure out what courses they need to take and to register for through web advisor. We also allow some of our special populations to register Wednesday, October the 22nd. So our veterans are more than welcome to register a day early. People who have been accepted into our allied health programs, and allied health programs are those such as nursing, radiography, so occupational therapy. They're also eligible to register the day before our current students can register. And then our open registration, when everyone can register, begins October the 29th.
29th, okay. And then new students, they have to attend a new student orientation, which I think is a good thing.
It is.
And that will take place on the 30th. So you're taking out Halloween for them.
Yeah.
Way to go.
It's a daytime orientation, Tobin.
Okay,
that's
fine. But the orientation, though, if you really think about it, though, especially for a new student, going to college
can be a little bit of a daunting task.
Changing. Yeah. Even if it's on the community college level or the university level, it's a life changer.
It is, yep, and it can be daunting for some. All students who go through orientation come out of it and say, gosh, I am so glad that I had the opportunity to go through that. I learned so much. And so it really is a great way to start your college experience. And, hopefully it helps our students succeed when they are in college, because they're getting that information that they need up front. So,
and has that always been mandatory, or has that just been fairly recently that you've
It's just
made
very,
it mandatory.
Fairly recently, probably within the last year and a half, we've made the orientations mandatory.
So what happens, let's say a kid gets sick on the 30th, he's got orientation, he or she's got orientation, and can't make it?
Well, there are a couple different ways that you can handle that. The orientation is not just a one-time offering for us.
Right.
We have several different days and times that you can attend an orientation. So first preference would be that they register for the next one. So if it gets to the point where we are just a few days before the start of the term, so, you know, classes begin January the 12th, say they come in January the 10th and can't attend the orientation, then there is an online version that they're allowed to go through.
Okay.
So
there is another opportunity.
There
it's
is
not like, well, sorry, you're out. You
that's
can't.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then counseling services and success professionals. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's something fairly new that we're doing down here in Litchfield. We were seeing that there was a need for some career counseling and some help. Our students were looking for some help in their classes as well. So when you come to school and you're undecided, yeah, that's okay the first, you know, couple semesters. But after that, you kind of want to get
right.
on a path. You know, you need to make up your mind what you want to do, because if not, you're going to get into the situation where you're going to start taking classes that aren't necessary, and that's not really cost effective. So we are providing career counseling at Lincoln Landon Litchfield. So a counselor from our main campus is coming down and spending about a half hour to an hour with students, giving them some inventories on for some pointers on what they might be a good match for in their career. So, and our academic success professionals, as well as a representative from our accessibility services office, are coming down to help students succeed. So those two professionals are coming down when students are already in class and they're just not really getting the material and the way it's presented. Our academic success professional will help them get better, or give them tips on taking better notes or how to, you know, calm down when taking a test and just get some pointers on.
Is there such a thing as calming down while taking a test?
Well, yeah, there is, Tobin. I know personally.
Okay.
So our accessibility services representatives are for those students who may need some extended test
right.
time or something like that. So,
and of course, as we continue on, as people are starting to set up for the spring, the FAFSA grant program or the program needs to be filled out in that. And we're in October. You still have some time, but that's going to be due on December 1st. So you might want to get that filled up pretty quickly, because that'll be here like tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Tuition for our spring classes is due Monday, December the 1st. So now is the time to go ahead and complete your federal application for student aid, which puts you in the pool for the Pell Grants from the federal government, as well as student loans if that's what you qualify for. So those take a little bit to process when you put in your application through FAFSA.gov. So now's the time to be thinking about that. Now, this is kind of an odd time for financial aid. You will be submitting, if you're starting in the spring, you'll want to go ahead and submit your FAFSA information for the spring term. And then in January, it's time to renew it again. So it's the beginning of the new financial aid year. So, yeah, it's a lot to remember. That stuff will cover an orientation, but just know now, if you're wanting to start classes in the spring, go ahead and submit your application through FAFSA.gov for grants.
Talk with us a little bit. 2015 will be right around the corner.
Yep.
That means you probably will have new classes coming in for the new year. What kind of new offerings will be had at Lincoln Land this year?
Well,
or next year?
Yeah. The one of the newer programs that we're beginning at Lincoln Land in Litchfield is called First Semester. It is geared for students who may be graduating early in December from high school. And first semester is going to be offering classes to those students 5 days a week, but in the morning. So if they're wanting to hold off on going to a university or somewhere and, you know, go in August when the rest of their class goes, then this is a good opportunity for them to get a college in before they actually go to wherever they're in their last their final destination is.
So. Is that normally, I know it's a new offering, but I know a lot of the college kids are already starting to take college courses while they're in technically in high school.
That is correct. Those are dual credit courses, yeah.
Depending on how smart or how advanced the student is, they could technically be almost a sophomore by the time they even step foot on campus, right?
Exactly, yeah. With the dual credit courses, in addition to first semester, and there's also the HEAT program, which is another high school program that we offer, mm-hmm. those students could, you know, have close to 30 credit hours before they're even officially graduated from high school.
That's
so
incredible.
Yeah. Now, the difference between the dual credit courses that you were talking about, Tobin, and mm-hmm. the first semester courses mm-hmm. is that the dual credit courses are taught in the high school by the high school teachers, and the first semester requires the students to come out to our facility and is taught by our faculty.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's hard to believe, that program. I remember when I was in high school, that program just started.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see that it's still,
going. It's
going
around.
I mean,
it's a good opportunity.
If you got a high school kid that's got a good head on his or her shoulders, they could basically have the gen eds done before they even step foot in a college or university setting.
Yep, exactly. That's, yep.
Other classes new this year, ESI 101.
Yeah. That's our employability skills class. So that's an opportunity for people who are currently employed and just want to improve in their job, or for someone who's looking for a job to gain some of those basic skills about how to be an excellent employee. And what I wanted to point out on that class, too, is that it's going to start at 8 o'clock at night. So that's something new for us. It goes to 8 to 9:50, one day a week, Wednesdays. So even if you are at work, you work full time, or if you have children at home who are out of school, that 8 o'clock start time is something a little different for us.
Okay.
So I hope that works out for some of our students.
And then you've got another class, CAS 121.
Yep, that's our computer systems and business concepts class. It's offered Tuesdays from 12 to 3:50. It's a class that we've offered in the evenings before, but the computer applications and concepts class is great because it touches in Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Access. So if you're looking for an office job, those are some pretty important programs that you're going to need to be familiar with. And this is an introductory class to get you familiar with those programs.
It's just Office and those programs, not like Windows?
Nope, Windows. With this class, you mm-hmm. probably should already have a basic understanding of
the way
Windows.
They changed Windows.
I know.
I mean,
we do have a class for Windows as well that you could do.
I just got a press release the other day. Windows 10. I mean, they gave us Windows 8. Now it's Windows 10.
Did you have a chance to mess around with Windows 10? Any?
No.
Not yet.
No.
Okay. It was just. I'm looking
I'm still
forward
on
to that.
7. That's how far back I go.
We're just gonna
I'm still on 7.
We're just gonna skip 8 and go to 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I think my parents have got 8 on their computer, and I don't know how I mean, it is what it is. It doesn't
yeah.
take me that long to finagle it, but
it's different, isn't
couple,
it?
A couple times, you know, it can. It changed the world.
It did. I missed my little start button down there.
Yeah, I know. And now it goes to a whole new screen. That just changes the game. Let's talk a little bit about other happenings at Lincoln Land Community College. I know you and I were talking before we went on the air today. Basically, the Montgomery County Summit, you guys are playing a key part with the summit, and that's right around the corner.
It is. The Montgomery County Summit is going to be held at Lincoln Land in Litchfield on October the 23rd. However, it is an event that you need to register for, and those registrations are due tomorrow, October the 9th. So it's important to call the Montgomery County Extension Office at 532-3941 if you're interested in attending the summit, Tobin.
And that's supposed to be an interesting discussion. You've got the mayor of Potosi, Wisconsin, who has a population of about 700 people, but has seen economic boom.
Yep.
Due to a beer, the National Beer Museum.
Yeah,
and everything
the Potosi
like that.
Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Yep. So, it should be a really good presentation by him. I think
Absolutely.
Everyone's looking forward to that. And, you know, the summit, in addition to, you know, learning about ways to advance our community and our economic development in this area, it's a great opportunity to network and to learn about the resources available in Montgomery County. So, yeah, it's a great event.
I mean, you think about this area, and you know this setting up classes at Lincoln Land Litchfield, you know what works here.
Mm-hmm.
You know agriculture is a big part in this area. You know hospitals are a big part in this area.
Mm-hmm.
You know EMA, fire, big part in this area.
Yep.
I mean, there are some core aspects that work well here.
That's right.
Other than, I mean, than others.
Yep, definitely. So,
what else is going on? October 22nd, priority registration. I think we've already discuss that. That's registration for the spring semester, right?
Yep, it is. Yep. And then we talked about registration for current students is October 23rd.
Okay.
Open registration, October 29th. Our first new student orientation for spring is October 30th. And then I do want to mention that on October 21st, Litchfield Family Practice Center will be having a Medicare Part D workshop at Lincoln Land in Litchfield. So anyone who's interested or who's just about eligible to receive the Medicare Part D benefits should call the Litchfield Family Practice Center at 324-6127 to register for those workshops.
And that workshop, will be on the 21st of this month and then the 13th of November.
That is correct. Yes.
Yep. And, of course, we've touched on the summit.
Mm-hmm.
And registration for that is due tomorrow, and you can do that by calling the U of I Extension Office in Hillsboro. And then the Festival of Trees.
I know.
Is that at Lincoln? No, is that
it? Is at Lincoln Land this year. Mm-hmm. The City of Litchfield Festival.
I heard rumors that it was at the community center.
I think that there was talk that they were going to see how it would work there, and they're back to Lincoln Land in Litchfield. So, yeah, we are going to be at Lincoln Land in Litchfield.
It'll be held, folks.
It is. It's the 21st through the 23rd is when it's going to be held. But yeah, it'll be at Lincoln Land in Litchfield, and they're having a number of events also during the Festival of Trees. There's holiday walk, mm-hmm. and all sorts of things going on.
The lighted Christmas parade, the Jingle Bell Jog, and it's spread out not just one weekend, it's spread out several weekends, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. But their holiday parade, I think, has been moved up to the Friday of the Festival
right.
of Trees. So,
right.
yeah. And we are participating in the holiday walk. So, if you come, Tobin, I'll be sure to give you a candy cane and a Lincoln Land pencil.
Are you going to be in a lighted suit and everything?
Well, you know what we are?
Parade.
Listen, we are degree trees.
Oh, dear God.
So, we dress up as Christmas trees, and then we have our lights on the Christmas trees. So,
tell me Leslie's coming back from Springfield for this.
Yes, I'm sure that, you know, Leslie will definitely get an invitation to come back.
I'll get an email from her, too, about this. It just seems like everything is going well. I mean, enrollment at Lincoln Land, how is it going right now?
Yeah, we're maintaining, Tobin. So, it's nothing that we haven't expected. It's where it needs to be. But, you know, any growth that we could get would be awesome, too. So we continue to try to offer programs that people need and that they can use and that would benefit them.
Are you surprised how many kids? Because I do public address for Hillsboro.
Mm-hmm.
And that also includes senior night festivities.
Yep.
And during that, you have to read where they're planning on attending, to a attend a four-year, you know, to earn a degree in whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few of them that I have read that are going to Lincoln Land first. So you guys must be doing something right.
Yeah, we do. We do get a large number of students from our local high schools.
Is that scary, though? That there may not be enough room at the end for all these? I mean, I'm not saying it's an abundance of kids.
Yeah, no, we have room for them. We, you know, if we don't have what they need in Litchfield, then our, you know, main campus is able to accommodate their needs as well. So we'll find room for them. Lincoln Land is a great opportunity for students to get those first couple of years out of the way and at a great cost. Mm-hmm. So, and most of our courses, especially those general ed courses, are all guaranteed to transfer through the Illinois Articulation Initiative. So it's a great opportunity.
And if you want to explain that, that means if you take a course and let's say you want to go to, I'll just shoot this, SIUE or EIU or U of I, those credits
translate
to them and that gets knocked off of your curriculum with them.
Exactly.
Basically.
Yep. They've gotten, the universities and community colleges have gotten together and formed an agreement saying that if you take a English 101 class at Lincoln Land and it's has that Illinois Articulation Initiative number behind mm-hmm. it, then it's the equivalent to taking that class at U of I or EIU. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity to get those classes out of the way. And you can, you know, another benefit is if you're not quite ready to take on a rent payment or something like that, you can stay home and take those classes local.
Tisha, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program, my friend. Thank you so much for coming out. And anyone seeking more information about Lincoln Land Community College, give us the website that they can go.
Website's llcc.edu. And our phone number, which has changed, Tobin, is 217-786-3401.
All right. Tisha, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about Lincoln Land Community College. Coming up next week on the program, Montgomery County Clerk and Recorder Sandy Lighthizer will be in. I think she'll be talking elections.
Oh, I bet.
That's coming up next week. Until then, we'll talk to you then. So long.